Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. You gotta stop working for $5 an hour. It's just not worth it. I mean, you can go get a job at McDonald's and make more money than that. I mean, I know you want to do a good, meticulous job. Maybe direct that meticulousness and organization over to something that's just gonna make you more money. Hi, this is Michael Sinoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a 45-minute consult I did with a gentleman named Tim. Jim is a struggling home painter. He paints houses for a living. He's really desperate for some ways to increase his business and to pay his rent and just to get by. Listen to me as I construct an ultimate plan that takes him out of the painting business, where we determine he's only making $5 an hour, into a position of referring other service providers for new homeowners. This is something I've never explained in detail before until this interview. So I hope you find this helpful, and the strategy that I outlined to Tim can be used for any business that you're operating. Get ready, take some notes, listen to this more than once, and here we go. Why don't I start here? I'm going to read your email, and then I'll just help you out the best I can. I just read over it a second ago, but let's read it over here. You've been self-employed house painter for 2 years with another year of experience. Your company's called Better Painting, and you're good at what you do, and you enjoy it most of the time, but you'd like to grow your business. You consider yourself more of an entrepreneur. You're interested in real estate investing, stock market, and copywriting, marketing, and business consulting. You'd like to get to the point where you can run a painting business from a distance and pursue some of your other interests. Educationally, you have a BFA and an MDIV. You've been studying marketing for the last 2 years, but can't seem to get ahead. You even find it difficult buying stamps. You've been reading Dan Kennedy, Michael Masterson, Bob Bly, Clayton Makepeace, Yannick Silver. Nothing seems to be coming together. You've got a full-page ad in a magazine that's getting some results. You're part of two online local contractor referral networks, but they seem to be price-driven, and I don't get many of those jobs. I'm positioning myself as an upscale service provider. I was running a classified ad in a local weekly paper with no results. My current tagline is best-looking, longest-lasting job. Because it's not just your house, it's your home. Better service, better products, better application, better results, better painting. I also pass out flyers in the neighborhood in which I work. The problem, maybe it's the sales presentation. You do shower and brush your teeth. You do tend to be a little meticulous. Maybe it's a spiritual thing. Maybe you're too nice. Your goal is you'd like to be earning $100,000 a year by 5 years from now from painting business and online business and real estate investing. And you're single and you desperately need a new truck. What did you do before painting?
When I was in school, I worked at UPS part-time while going through school.
How old are you?
40.
How busy are you right now with the painting business? How's it going?
Not too bad. Right now it's kind of the in-between season between winter and really spring, so I'm getting outdoor jobs, so it's kind of hit and miss as far as the weather goes.
Are you residential homes, outside or interior, or whatever you can get?
Residential homes, pretty much whatever I can get.
Do you find yourself selling based on price mainly?
Mainly.
How much is an average painting job for you? Ballpark.
Probably $1,500.
What can you keep out of that? Let's not even include your time, just your expenses and stuff.
My expenses usually run, probably 15-20%.
And how long does it take you to do a $1,500 job?
Probably about a week.
So not even including what you're paying yourself, you may be making around $100 a day?
Right.
About $10 an hour?
Pretty close.
All right, so if you averaged everything out, your painting business, you're making about $10 an hour. And you're self-employed, right?
Right.
You got to pay taxes, right?
Right.
And you're a sole proprietor or are you incorporated?
Sole proprietor.
From my experience, if you're a sole proprietor, you're making $10 an hour, probably 4 or 5 of that's going to taxes by the time it's all said and done.
Sounds about right.
And you're painting for about $5 an hour. Now, you're obviously looking for something better, right?
Right.
You're looking at real estate investing, the stock market stuff. Have you bought into all these courses, Bob Bly, Clayton McPeace, Yannick Silvers? Have you invested in this stuff, or are you just kind of on their newsletters and stuff?
I'm just on the newsletters.
You're studying this stuff?
Yes.
And you're applying it mainly to your painting business?
Right.
Are you in love with the painting business, even though there's other things you can do? And I understand the painting business pays your bills and your rent and stuff. Would that be correct to say?
Mostly.
Have you tried anything else besides painting where you've been able to make money?
Nothing where I've been able to make money. I haven't tried much.
You say you're a meticulous type person?
Yes.
Well, what does that mean?
That means that I like to get things perfect before I go out and do them.
You're good at organizing, getting everything ready. Do you think that keeps you from actually doing them?
At times.
You say you have a hard time sometimes buying postage stamps. Is that just because you have a hard time taking action on doing it, or that you're meticulous but are you unorganized as well? What do you think is really holding you back from getting going?
Well, I am organized, and just knowing exactly what to do is another one.
If you knew exactly what to do step by step, would that help you?
Yes, it would.
Are you a good painter at what you do?
Yes, I am.
So you're meticulous and so you do the job right?
Yes.
Do you probably take more time than most other painters on your jobs?
Yes, I do, actually. And that's actually one of the reasons why I'm not doing so well is because I take more time and don't move from job to job quick enough.
So where other painters, they just get the job done good enough, you're more meticulous, and that's why you have a better service, a better product, a better result, because that's just the way you are.
Pretty much.
Do you try and sell that and explain it to a homeowner, why you're different than all the other painters they've probably talked to? Do you let them know that at all?
I do, you know, not necessarily in those terms, but most people think that as long as you get paint on the wall, it's okay.
Yeah, most people are concerned in price. You know, you say you're entrepreneurial. Have you had any good ideas related to the painting industry of something that there's a need that's not being filled or a demand out there that's not being exploited that you have any kind of insight on?
Yes, I have found a product that I would like to start working with that's environmentally friendly. That's that niche. It's environmentally friendly.
Yeah, what is the product?
Environmentally paint and it does a whole bunch of other things as well.
So it's an environmentally friendly paint?
Yes.
It's a line for interior or exterior or both?
Both.
Is it more expensive or less expensive than ordinary paint?
It's about the same.
And what is environmentally friendly? What are the benefits for the homeowner by having that paint?
They don't have to worry about any sort of allergy reactions. Some people have reactions to the paint.
What kind of reactions have you heard of people having to ordinary paint?
Some people are just very sensitive to smells, and they really stand being around any sort of odor.
But does that dissipate after some time?
It always does, yes.
Okay, so even ordinary paint may have an odor for a while, but it does eventually dissipate where it's not going to bother the person?
Right.
Okay, so this is just for the time being when you paint, the homeowner isn't going to have that unpleasant paint smell for the next couple weeks.
Right.
Therefore, if they're sensitive to anything and they're allergic to anything, they won't be affected.
Right.
Is this paint well known?
No, it's not.
Is it a new company?
No, it's been around for about 15 years.
Have you seen people painting with this paint?
Not yet. There's nobody in Colorado painting with it.
Is the company well established? Do they have a website that outlines all the benefits of what they have?
Yes, they do.
So they've got good literature for you?
Yes.
Well, I'm thinking with your painting, that may be a nice angle. You know, you've got to separate yourself from everybody else. You've got to give people a reason why, and I know you know about my HMA stuff. How much of the audio stuff have you listened to on my site?
Some of it. Mm-hmm. I have almost all of it stored on my computer. I just haven't had time to listen to it yet.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Do you listen to stuff while you're painting, while you're working?
No, I don't. I don't have a CD player.
You can pick yourself up an iPod Shuffle about the size of a pack of chewing gum. You can get them for about $80, maybe even less now on eBay. It will hold up to 500 hours of audio. It comes with software, and as you download the content onto your computer, it's real easy. You just put the little iPod Shuffle. It plugs right into your USB port. And then you can put your songs in MP3 files, and you got these little headphones, and you can just wear the thing around your neck. You don't even have to hold it in your hand. That's what's so great about it. You can go running with it, and it just hangs around your neck because it's so light. It frees up your hand. You don't have to clip it to anything. It just wraps around your neck. You can stick it inside your shirt, and you have your headphones, and, man, you could be painting and learning at the same time.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it really is a great little device, only because you don't have to hold it. And I know you got your hands full with the paintbrush and all that stuff, but you may like that. I would check that out if I were you. Have you listened to me talk about USP, the unique selling proposition, or what makes you unique in any of those recordings and the HMA stuff?
Yes, I have.
So you really have to come up with something that makes yourself unique. And that may be a nice angle. You know, there's people in the carpet cleaning industry having a lot of success with this angle, where they're coming in and repositioning themselves, not just as another carpet cleaner, but as a carpet cleaner who specializes in cleaning carpets for people with allergies. And I may be able to find you some stuff. There's a guy named Joe Polish. Have you heard of him?
Vaguely.
Okay, well, he's a Dan Kennedy student, and he's real successful, and he markets to carpet cleaners. But he markets information products to carpet cleaners to show carpet cleaners how to differentiate themselves and how to get jobs, higher pricing jobs. You can imagine carpet cleaning business is similar to the paint business. Everyone's shopping price for the cheapest carpet cleaner, right?
Right.
It's just as hard for a carpet cleaner as it is for a painter, maybe even harder. But he's been real successful in showing people how to differentiate themselves with a unique selling proposition, something that makes them unique. And that allergy angle is a very effective angle because they're talking about the dust mites and all the bugs and stuff in the carpet, but they're positioning it as the carpet cleaner who specializes for people with allergies. And there's a lot of people out there with allergies. If you've got three or four painters and someone's bidding on price, I know everyone may not be concerned with it, but you want to charge a higher price, and you want to give them a reason why you're more expensive, and they may not know that the painting is the same price, but that may give you an angle into selling yourself. That's just one idea. So you can be different. You've got to be different from everyone else. And if you're taking twice as long, you may want to consider charging twice as much. But you've got to give someone twice as much value as every other painter. And you've got to show them when you make your presentation. You may say, look, I'm sure you've gotten bids from five or six other painters. While most other painters are concerned, the contractor will hire illegal, you know, labor to come in and paint your house. Many of these people aren't bonded. You've got to sell it and show all the reasons why you're the guy and you bid it out for more money. And you may be turned down five out of six, but that one, you may get the job and be getting paid what you're worth rather than working for $5 an hour. Now, the other end of it is you need to start producing more leads, and that's a whole other issue, as you know. What's this referral network you're involved in?
Called Service Magic.
Is it online?
Yes.
And you got to pay for it?
Yes.
What has worked for you in getting jobs? Flyers?
Usually personal referrals has worked the best.
Do they come automatically, or are you actively asking for them?
I normally ask for them.
Have you exhausted your referral network? I mean, are there clients you can go back to? Do you keep all your clients' names and numbers in a database?
I do keep all their names and numbers in a database.
How many people do you have in the database?
About 50.
I mean, what if you went back to all those 50 people and called them on the phone and just said, you know, things are kind of slow, flow right now, and remember I did a job for you. Is there anyone that you can think of at this time? I know when I asked you last time, you didn't know anyone. Anyone who's just moved in or anyone who may need some painting or anything like that? Do you think if you went through all 50 and spent 4 or 5 hours on the phone asking for that, you could bring up some new jobs?
I don't know. I might be able to. I sent out a letter asking that very thing a couple months ago.
Did you get any referrals?
One, I think.
Okay. Sometimes, you know, the letter is real easy to turn down. If you pick up the phone, it's less expensive. I know it takes a little time. Even if you paid someone to do it, you may come out a little bit better on the phone. In 50 calls, it's not a lot of calls. If you did 10 a day, I bet you can come out with 3 or 4 jobs right there. And not only that, you may have reminded one of your old customers that they need some additional painting. So while you're on the phone, you can try and sell them on additional painting in their home or a new service. When you're in the house and you're doing painting, do you have the clients ask you to do other stuff that you never even considered or that they never considered, but while you were there, they discovered something that they needed done?
Occasionally, not very often.
Can you think of any other service that you could sell? You know, when someone paints their house, what else do they need done that you can think of while you're there?
They usually or sometimes need a wall repair done. I can do...
Like a drywall repair?
Right.
Okay. Is that something you offer?
Yes, it is.
Have they ever inquired about if you do remodeling?
No, that's not.
Okay, drywall repair, what else? Some handyman stuff around the house, you know, installing ceiling fan, you know, anything like that. Does that ever come up?
No, it doesn't come up, really.
Can you do all that stuff?
I can do most of that stuff.
You know, you're working for $5 an hour painting, and the handyman stuff, I could see you calling all your customers back and reintroducing yourself as a handyman. Because painting, you're limited. You're just a painter. You can only do one thing. If you're a handyman and you can do multiple things, ceiling fan installation, painting, drywall repair, door locks, door viewers, go search handyman on the websites on Google and find out all the services that they provide. And just ask yourself, well, which services could I do? The handymen are getting paid 10 times what you're making. They're making at least $80 an hour in the home. 10 times. And in some cases, it's easier work and more pleasant work. Are you married to painting or are you open to doing something else? There are so many people who need a good handyman, someone reliable and meticulous and honest and who does a good job. And I'll tell you, a good handyman, they'll keep calling you back and back, and you have more things to sell rather than painting. Once you get in a home, there's always something that needs to be done. I mean, I'm just thinking of my home right here. There's 100 things. If I had a reliable handyman who charged a fair price, I mean, I could keep them here for a month. Doing stuff from fence repair to painting to staining to outside doors, you know, you name it. You may want to consider being somewhat of a jack of all trades, and the stuff you can't do when you're in the house and someone has a job for you, what you do is you find someone else who can do it for you. You set up a deal where they pay you a percentage for referring. So if you're in the home and they need yard work or shrub work or whatever, find someone local who does that kind of work, you know, a gardener, and work out a deal and explain to the gardener that you're in front of people all the time, you're a handyman, people ask you all the time that you need yard work and shrub work, and I don't do yard work and shrub work, but if you want to work a deal, anyone who asks me, I'll refer them over to you for a percentage of whatever you do for them, as long as you're working for them. So it's new business that that gardener would never have if it weren't for you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So there's nothing you can't sell, even if you don't do it yourself. If you let the customer know that you can do it, and you just set up the alliances with your other service providers, like a gardener, or if they have a pool, anything you see that needs to be done, you tell them that you can handle it, and then you start brokering it out. Now, you talked about you'd love to have a painting business that you control without actually being in it.
Right.
And I'll tell you a way you can do this. Let's say you go into a house, you get in as a handyman, and what you do before you go in is you do a home evaluation, and you walk around with the homeowner, and you have a clipboard, and you have all the different things that a handyman could do, that a painter could do, that a gardener could do, that a pool service guy could do, a fencing specialist could do, and you have your clipboard, all the different things that could be done. You have little boxes where you check it, And so you do an evaluation of the home. You write the name of the home, the customer's name, the number. You have these on sheets. And as you walk around the home, you look at the windows, you look at the walks. You're asking the homeowner, is this something you may be interested in? You look at all the opportunities in the home where things could be done. I'm sure every home has at least 15 or 20 of them. And you say to the homeowner that not only do you do handyman work, but your team of experts can handle anything that needs to be done in this home. And you let them know that you are the go-to guy to handle this. So let's say you walk around and you check 20 categories for 5 different service providers. And let's just imagine that you're not even the handyman. Let's just imagine that you are the service provider who hooks the homeowner up with all the experts. So let's just imagine you have 5 different sections of things that need to be done around the home. So let's say you have 5 best friends or 5 alliances or 5 business partners that you trust in the local area where you are. You've got a gardener, you've got a handyman, you've got a painting, you've got a roofing guy, you've got a tile guy, you've got a fence guy, whatever category. You have, let's say, 6 or 7 different people that you could set these deals up with. So you're the guy going in selling the service. Now, let's say a homeowner needs 3 of the different experts. He needs a new roof, or he needs painting, or he needs handyman stuff. And then you have your 3 service providers who you've set up this relationship with, and you've made an arrangement where they're going to pay you a percentage of whatever's done. And it may take a while to get these providers that you trust, but believe me, there's plenty of them. You just got to find the ones you trust. And you just got to approach them and let them know what you're doing and say that I can be a constant source of new business for you, but here's how I work. And you let them know that you're in front of homes all day, and you evaluate homes, and you evaluate all the services and the things that they need done for the home. And you're setting up a team where you will get them the business, and you will refer over to them the business, but you want a piece of the action. And you can say you may want 30% or 25% of the gross of whatever they bill. So if they bill a homeowner, you know, $700 for doing home repair or handyman work, you're going to get 25% of that. And you don't have to do any of the work but going into the home and doing the evaluation. Now, that's a lot easier work than doing actual painting. Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Okay, now, here's how you control it. Well, you're probably saying, well, how do I make sure that I'm going to get paid? And I'm going to give you a real easy, sophisticated way where you can control everything. Let's say you call me, and I'm the handyman, and you say, Mike, I'm Tim. Here's what I'm doing. I'm going around the homes. I've got people who need a handyman. Would you like to do business with me? Everyone I refer over to you, all the jobs are in the area. Most of them are in the nicer homes where they could be a good source of new business for you. All I ask is for 25% of whatever you bill. I'll have the contact you directly. And let's say you go see a homeowner, and this homeowner needs handyman work. Well, you tell the homeowner, well, here's your expert who does handyman work, and you give them a phone number. And it's a phone number that you control. It's your phone number. You're on the internet, right? There's a website called call8.com, K-A-L-L number 8.com. And it's a fantastic phone forwarding number service where in 2 minutes you could get as many numbers as you want. Let's say you got 7 different 800 numbers, all different. Each number is for each one of your experts. One for the handyman, one for the painter, one for the roofing, one for the tile guy, one for the fence guy, one for the gardener. So each one is assigned a number. You have your clipboard of all your experts and all their phone numbers. So you tell the homeowner, call John. Here's his number. And you give the homeowner the number. And then the homeowner calls John. But it's your phone number, and you program in this call8.com service, you have the number forwarded to John's cell phone or wherever he answers his phone. Now, what happens is when your customer calls him, that phone call is recorded. And so that recording of the phone call is emailed to you. Your customer calling knows that it's recorded because it says this call may be recorded for quality assurance. So it also lets the customer know that, hey, this sounds like a professional business. And John knows that in doing business with you, all the phone calls will be recorded so we could track that lead came from me. And you'll have evidence and proof that your customer called your handyman guy. It keeps your handyman guy honest, and it keeps you in control. So if he ever tries to screw you or take your customer away that you've referred, if, let's say, you want to create some automatic referral systems, like let's say you put out flyers all over a neighborhood and you had each one of the phone numbers represented for each one of your experts, all you got to do is stop forwarding the number to him. His calls will just stop coming in. It's just a great way to keep control of your referrals, to hear how your expert is handling your customers. You'll know instantly whether they're treating them with respect and whether they're the type of service provider you even want to represent you, because you only want the best. You want the ones who pick up the phone and don't have voicemail. You want the ones that maybe have an office, a front-end office, that treats the customers right, that gets back to them. Because what's the point of referring good customers that you've worked hard in getting over to someone who doesn't get back or doesn't do a good job? So you only want the best. So what if you could find 6 or 7 service providers represented in all those areas, but only the best in your area who really want to work with you? That's going to take some work setting up. But if you can get that set up, then all you do is become the marketing guy for farming out these jobs. You're just a broker. And you take a piece of the action on everything you produced, and you don't have to do any of the physical work. That's probably better than even doing the handyman work. You know, I know you need to pay your bills and pay your rent and everything. You can certainly start doing handyman work. I mean, you can at least 10 times your money. I mean, you can at least get $50 an hour doing handyman work. That's a low end. If you look at all the franchises doing handyman work, they're charging between $70 and $120 an hour. You know, the real difference in the price is just good marketing, and the homeowner wants to feel good about them. And there's a great chance that if you go in and do a good job, that homeowner's going to have you back and refer you over. There's such a demand for this type of work. I mean, we're redoing our bathroom, a shower, and it was just a hell of a hard time finding someone to do this work. How's the construction and stuff going right now in your area? I mean, is it going gangbusters? What's the nature of the economy there?
New home construction is going gangbusters.
So a lot of construction stuff, there's probably a big waiting list right now with people.
Yeah, everybody's buying new houses right now.
That should tell you right now that there's lots of work to be done. Doing remodels and stuff may put people on a lot of waiting lists, but at the same time, there's probably a lot of small things that you or your service can provide and go in there and do for these people. So does this give you some ideas?
Yes, it does.
You got to stop working for $5 an hour. It's just not worth it. I mean, you can go get a job at McDonald's and make more money than that. You just got to look at your bottom line here. And I know you want to do a good, meticulous job. Maybe direct that meticulousness and organization over to something that's just going to make you more money. You've got 50 past customers that have probably been real pleased with your service. And you can go make up that sheet with all the different services that we talked about and act as if you've already got this company going and you'd like to come back and visit them and do an entire home audit for all the different things that they need done. And you explain to them that you represent only the best of the best at your area, from tiling to roofing to fencing to gardening to handyman to painting to any category you can come up with. You're organized. You can come up with every category, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Just do a search on handyman service. You'll find the big franchises. You can call or go into their website and call one of the bigger ones and see how they operate when they come out. They've got a big checklist. You can say, yeah, can you fax me all the different things you do? And they'll send you all the different things, all categorized, all the main things that need to be done, because they know they've invested money in doing this. If you want a good list, go on Amazon.com, type in handyman service. Look for books that tell you how to do handyman stuff, or do-it-yourself repair. Do-it-yourself repair will have all your major categories, because they'll have a chapter for each category. It'll be plumbing and heating. You know, you'll have it all categorized out. Don't try and brain it up. It's already been done before. Amazon.com will let you look into the table of contents already. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
that. If you click on a book, type in handyman repair or home repair, and you find a book that will show people how to do their own home repair, look in the table of contents. They'll have it all broken down for you. And you can look inside the table of contents and read the preface and stuff. They won't let you print it out. If you try and print it out, your page will come out blank. But there's software called Snagit. Have you ever heard of Snagit?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you can snag it. You can take an image of the page, and you can print that out. And so you'll have it, or you'll have to retype it when you make your master list. Do you think that's something you could do?
Yes, it is. You know, my biggest problem with that is finding new customers.
Well, let's look at the asset you have. You've got 50 past customers.
Right.
Each new customer should be your main driving force for new customers. You can even explain to them when you talk to your customers that the only way you get business is through personal referrals. And it may be a benefit to you to establish your business that way. The only way your service is in such demand, the only way you operate is by referral only. I mean, can you imagine if your business is only referral only, referred by happy customers, how welcoming and easy the sale would be? It's such a huge difference when you're referred by someone compared to a cold lead. Have you found that to be true in your painting business when you're referred?
Yeah, when you're trying to sell.
So can you go back to these people and ask for a referral by phone, not by letter, by phone? Would you be willing to do that? Call 50 of them? Or what you can do, you know, you can let them know about your service, and you can offer them a gift certificate for $25 worth of any kind of handyman repairs for their home. But the only way they can get it is if you come in, and all they have to do is go through a home evaluation. So you're going to give them a $25 gift certificate that they can use for any kind of repair or anything for their home. Or it could be anything within all the services that you provide.
Yeah.
And I'll go over a couple ways that you can really increase your conversion rate when you're visiting them. That one, that free gift, is very valuable. People like stuff for free. You can give them $25 worth of stuff for any kind of repair in their home. Don't you think some homeowner is going to come up with something that they can do? And you can give them an example. You'll replace a door viewer, redo the address number on their curb, or you'll change one of their floodlights. You'll do some small repair absolutely free. Either you'll do it yourself, or if they don't want to use it on a home repair, you let them know that they can use it on fencing, they can use it in their garden, they can use it for tile work, for drywall work, for anything. But they have to go through a short evaluation of their home, and you have your list and you go through it. That would be worth it. That'd be a nice way to get yourself back into the home to potentially offer some services. When you're in that home, you want to make sure that you can increase that conversion rate. You want to close as many people as you see. And you can offer a unique guarantee that if you're ever unhappy with any of our products or services, we'll come back and do it again until it's right to your satisfaction. And you also want to set up something that's real unique about your service. You can explain that you're the only service provider that represents all 8 subcategories of home improvement within the industry. You know, you're the only one who represents this.
Right.
You could explain, like we talked about, that, for example, you're different, like your painters carry an exclusive line of paint, which is non-allergy, that separates your painter. So if you can come up with something out of each one of your service providers that's unique, why they want to use you, why you've picked only the best service providers that stand out within the industry of your local area. For example, our painter, we're the only ones who offer painters that have non-allergy reaction paints. You know, that's something unique about your painter, and you find something unique about your gardener, and you find something unique about your handyman, whether it's his expertise or the tools he uses. Every one of your service providers will have their own unique thing, and you want to highlight that. And you can ask them, when you're talking to them, you can say, look, each one of my people have something very unique about them. Can you tell me what's really unique? Why do people do business with you? Just like I asked you, you know, your meticulousness in detail can be a unique selling proposition, but you don't want you to be the guy because it takes you longer. You'd rather have another painter who's meticulous, you know, because he's doing the work. Time is money. I'd rather have him be meticulous, earning $5 an hour, or, you know, earning a certain amount than you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Your offer of greater variety, where it's one-stop shopping for this service, is a very nice, unique selling proposition, kind of like the Home Depot of service providers. You could let them know that each one of your service providers that you represent have gone through a certain test that allows them to be affiliated with you. Just like the Better Business Bureau Bureau. They position themselves as all our businesses are members of the Better Business Bureau. This means they're honest, they have quality, and they've been around, and you're not going to get ripped off. Well, you could do your own version of your Better Business Bureau. I mean, you can call it Tim's Quality Seal or, you know, whatever you want. You just make it exclusive. These are a lot of different things you can do, but I'm trying to give you an idea of a unique business that you can go back to your existing customers and start today. Just get that clipboard, make them an offer. Are you skilled on the computer somewhat?
Yes, I am.
Do you have Microsoft Publisher?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Microsoft Publisher, they have some great pull-up-there templates for their certificates, their gift certificates. I do this for my hard-to-find seminar stuff. You can print out $25 gift certificates, $25 gift certificates, and you can put an expiration date on them. They're already formatted. Just print some out. Cut them out. They look real nice in black and white. You know, make some calls and kind of get exactly what you're offering and start seeing some people and start selling other service providers. You should be able to get lined up your main service providers to do business with you. It shouldn't take you but about a week or two to get 7 different service providers that you can represent. You can instantly go to call8.com and within an hour you can have 7-800 numbers. They're very inexpensive. Don't let it fool you that it's going to cost you a lot of money. Each service provider will have their own 800 number. You'll be able to control all the calls, and as you see people, you will know if they're calling your guys. If they are, you'll have a recording of it. It'll all come to your email. It'll take you a little bit to get set up and learn how to do the call 8, but it's a wonderful way to control your leads if you set something up like this.
Okay. Yeah. I have a friend with a really good service provider list, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All across the board?
Pretty much.
Okay. What does he do?
A real estate person.
Very good. Is he doing this already?
Yes. The people in his office have developed a list of service providers for people that are moving into town.
Very good. Does that real estate guy take a piece of the action?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you may want to ask him. Well, get the list. That's the main thing. Get the list. That would be great. Any sane service provider isn't going to turn you down on your offer. You know, you can explain to them that you're a high-end service and that if they need to bump up the price 25% for your referrals, tell them to do so. Now, if you say 25% of the total bill, that's what you get paid. If they balk at that or they feel like that's too much, you've got to explain to them that you have already pre-sold them on them as being a very high-quality service and that already it's a referral. You have referred them over to you as their distinguished business part or alliance or whatever. So explain to them that the people calling are already very qualified. Now, if you want to take this a step further, this would really increase the value of what you're doing. And what I would tell you to do is you either get someone to interview each one of your service providers. So let's say you hired me. And let's say you start making some money and you want to hire me to do intensive audio interviews with each one of your service providers. You have me call your painter partner and do an intensive interview with the painter partner about why he's special, what makes him good, his credibility, his experience, his quality, the types of paints he used, the things to consider when getting your house painted, consumer report for first-time painting jobs, and then you do the same thing with your roofing guy. You have me or you interview him and interview the hell out of him about how long he's been in business, what makes his roofing better, what kind of materials he uses. Each one, an entire sales presentation different. Let's say you have 7 or 8 of them for each one of the respective service providers you represent. And then you can have those burned onto a CD very inexpensively. You can do them yourself. Once you have the recording, you can burn them for about 30 cents each. So what does it cost you? You've got 7 CDs at 30 cents a piece, about $2.10. And you can leave those audio CDs with each one of your clients about all your service providers. So you've really differentiated yourself. You haven't said that I'm just going to refer you over to these guys. I'm going to prove to you why my guys are the absolute best in. Here are 7 different audio recordings with the owners of these companies explaining and offering you the reasons why they're number one and offering you valuable tips when looking for a painter, valuable tips when you're looking for a gardener, and offering some real valuable information in the audio recordings alone, which are already pre-selling in qualifying them before they even call. On the actual CD, you can have each one of them's 800 number that you control. If they need that service, they've got a 45-minute recording or a 30-minute recording of everything they need to know, just as if they had called that person to ask them all the questions, but I would do it, or you would do it, and ask them everything you can think of. You'd position that call as just a pre-qualifying sales presentation.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be powerful? Wouldn't that be something different? You can not only go in with a gift of $25, you can go in with a gift of, you know, 6.5 hours of free content on all the major home improvement subjects that you need from the best experts in the local area. And then you could control those audio recordings, and if you wanted, you could tell that service provider that they're welcome to use your audio recording to give out to their customers as long as they keep your 800 number on it, and any audio recording that sells a job for them, if someone calls that 800 number, it's your job and you make the 25% on it. Now you've developed a audio message that can sell, that you'll have your service providers sending out to their prospects to sell them, because it's your sales message that sells the prospect. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Now, wouldn't that be neat, having your own service providers making you money because they're using your audio interview to sell their service?
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. And it would be totally unique. And it would take you out from being a laborer for $5 an hour to a marketer who's controlling a flow of leads and really controlling multiple services. And you could do very well for yourself. The hardest thing is going to be finding the service providers who you feel real good about. The audio recording, that may take some effort. You know, you may not have the money to do it now, but if you can get someone who's good at interviewing, if you're uncomfortable with it, find someone who's good at talking, who can interview a service provider about all the different things. Maybe your real estate guy, I don't know.
I'll probably have to find a woman to do it.
Yeah, you could find a woman to do it. You got to start charging more. You can't be working for $5 an hour.
No, I can't.
But I would start with what you have. You have 50 potential clients, 50 past customers that you can go to, that you can pick up the phone and call and introduce this new service. And you're going to make mistakes at first, but you know, I think there's an exciting possibility with that if it's something you want to follow through with.
Yeah, I think it could be good.
Well, has this been helpful for you?
Yes, it has.
If you need any additional help on that, let me know. I'll be glad to expand on it any more if you'd like. And if you actually do it and go through with it, I'd love to hear the results if you have some success with it.
Well, I will let you know if I decide to go through with it and what the results are.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, is there anything else I can do for you while you got me on the phone?
Inexpensive ways to get new leads.
Inexpensive ways to get new leads. I'll go over about 20 or 30 ideas that you can get new leads, okay? Some of them will cost money, but some of them don't have to cost a ton of money. I'll just run through a little list that I have. One is using bumper stickers. I know they're not as popular, but bumper stickers have been used very popular for schools and stuff. That's one idea. School advertising. You know, there's a lot of schools. For instance, my kid who goes to kindergarten, you know, there's always a foundation. The schools are really tight for money, okay? And who do you have there? You have young children. You know, you have kindergarten kids. Many of them are first-time home buyers, families that have homes, and you can do promotions and things with the schools. They're always looking for ways to raise money. So, for instance, in October, there was a Halloween school carnival, and for only $50, you could come out and have an entire booth there, and you have the whole school, all the parents, all the kids there during a school event, and it's a great way to get new business. We sponsored our local dentist who we go to, and he had a booth there, and he got tons of new business. He gave out T-shirts, not that you have to give out T-shirts, but you have to be there. And a preschool is a great way to be around the local families that would need all your services that you're talking about. So find out some of the preschool events that are happening. If you know any moms with kids in the preschool,
yes, I do.
Okay, so talk to the moms. Tell them what you want to do. Ask them what kind of events are coming up. There's always events. You know, last weekend there was the preschool dance. There's Halloween stuff. All the major holidays, they usually have an event for all the kids during Christmas. Schools are a great way to get noticed and to be automatically almost like referred into the community. Also, church bulletins are a great way. You said you've done classified advertising. I don't know what kind of classified advertising you've done. You know, inexpensive of classified advertising is another way to get leads. Maybe with your new service, you could position the ad differently. Door hangers. You've done flyers, right?
Right.
Do you go pass and distribute your own flyers out?
Yes.
You do it yourself. Another very effective way, I've used this, and I did this actually for my gardener, just as a test. You have your flyer, which outlines in the best way possible about your new service or your painting service or whatever, and you fold it into a number 10 envelope, a blank white number 10 envelope. And instead of the flyer going on the door, instead of you doing it yourself, you find a flyer distribution service. They're already out there putting the flyers on the door. If you look on the back of the flyer, you'll be able to find a flyer distribution service, the company name and number. And you can have them do a test. So take your flyer, put in a number 10 envelope, a blank one. You seal them. You can prepare the envelopes for you. So it's just a blank white envelope, and you drop it in front of the door. So what happens when someone comes home? A flyer gets pulled off and dumped and thrown in the garbage. But a blank envelope sitting in front of their door, what do you think is going to happen?
You're going to be curious.
And it's going to get opened. Absolutely. So you're going to have a higher percentage rate. It's like mailing a letter, but you don't have to pay for the postage. Your flyer distribution service should be able to deliver those for about $50 a thousand, $50 to $100 a thousand. Envelope cost is nothing.
Right.
You'll have a much better response than a flyer on the door that's already visible. You see?
Right.
Try that. That could be very effective at delivering it into different neighborhoods. You know, a lot of restaurants sell advertising on their paper placemats. You've got electronic bulletin boards. Have you ever heard of Craigslist?
No.
Okay, Craigslist is amazing. Craigslist.com. You can post instant classified ads on it, from painting to handyman work, anything, right in your local area. They have it for all areas of the country. Check Craigslist.com. You could take your gift certificate, print them out in multiples with your publisher, and you can do joint ventures where if you have non-competing business that's mailing out invoices, let's say you worked with the cable company and they're mailing out all their invoices to all the cable customers, you could do a ride-along where you can include your gift certificate in with the bill without paying the full postage. Or you could take that gift certificate and have that as a ValPak mailing, something that goes out to all the homes real inexpensively.
Right.
Your special reports is a great way, as I said, but we would do it through the audio interviews. If you did the audio interviews and you got them transcribed, you'd have actual transcripts of your audio interviews and turn them into special reports. So you have a special report that can help pre-sell your prospect, whether it's on your painting service or on any of the service providers that you offer. Personal letters. Direct letters is a great way to get new business. It's got to be done right, though. You can take the copy from the audio interviews that you do or that you have someone do and turn those into real powerful letters, as long as you put a good headline on it and you have the benefits and you've been able to uniquely position yourself. Handyman signs, maybe you could have homes in the neighborhood, the corner lots, allow you to put signs in their yard. And if you say, you put my handyman sign in your yard, any kind of orders, any kind of business that I get, just for you letting me place the sign in front of your house, I'll pay you a percentage. What if you got all the major corner lots in all the good neighborhoods? You have that sign that's there all the time.
Right.
Neighborhood handyman, call, and you have your 800 number. Gift baskets. Find out all the local people who are doing gift baskets in your area and tell them you'd like to provide some real value for their gift baskets that are going out to buyers of their gift baskets and include a beautiful gift card for $25 worth of handyman services. What does it cost you to print them up? The gift basket gets included. They get to increase the value of their gift basket. You get someone calling you to get into the house to do an audit on their house. And so what if you do $25 worth of stuff? Most of them, you're going to get them as a return customer. Your voicemail. If you get set up with this call 8 service, you can use your voicemail when the people are on hold. You have separate numbers that provide a consumer report for home painting, for fence and yard, for any of the people that you provide services for, and you can read in to the voicemail, an audio voicemail that presents an audio, a consumer report of the benefits of using your provider. The same idea using audio recordings, doing interviews, but you use the voicemail to deliver them. So it's free delivery. So let's say you're doing the flyers with the door drops. You can have a separate voicemail number for a free free 24-hour consumer report on how to choose a home painter, on how to choose a gardener, on how to choose a roofer, on how to choose a driveway ceiling company. And each one of those consumer reports on a different number, so you allow the prospect to call it up and listen to reasons why, selling them on your guy. At the end of the recording, you have them call, and you put the 800 number that you have assigned each one of those providers at the very end, and then that's another way to get business automatically. The gift certificate is a great one. I mean, you could offer that to so many different people. You know, you can go to Welcome Wagon. Welcome Wagon's kind of like a gift basket. You can go to Realtors. You can print those out by the thousand. And if you do it real nice, if you print them out on a hard plastic, like all the nice gift cards you find in the stores, in the Vons and everything, do a real nice high-end gift card, whether it's on a hard piece of cardboard or on plastic, with a nice logo, and you can print those up by the thousand and just distribute them everywhere to real estate people, to plumbers, to anyone who wants to give a nice gift to their client as a thank you.
Yeah.
If you just do that one, it costs you nothing, very inexpensive to print them up. Even if you start with paper, go to a printer and have them done on a nice hard cardstock, black and white, very nice done. You'll see some great templates on that publisher. That could get you a lot of business right there. And just go distribute them. Go print them up in stacks and go put rubber bands around them and go put them in the mailbox, et cetera, place. Go walk around businesses. They don't even have to know. Just stick them on the counters there where there's people, where the car wash is. Because many times there's employees. They don't know if you go stick a stack of them there.
Yeah.
They don't know if the manager authorized it. Just do it. Go walk around town and distribute 5,000 of them where people can just pick one up. That could work great. And there's so many other things. But it's 11 o'clock. I've got another client I've got to do another call with. We're going to have to end it right here.
Okay. Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate your time.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information.